Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Second date update.
For guys, when it comes to dating and actually meeting women, mm-hmm. let's face it, we need all the help that we can get.
Do you?
Because the apps can be very frustrating and slow.
Oh.
Going out to a bar armed with three horrible pickup lines is almost impossible.
Well, pickup lines is going to make it really hard.
Yeah. You can stop totally.
Yeah. Hey, with all these clowns around here, feels like we're at the circus, huh?
Okay,
sup, I'm Drake.
So you totally kept going with it.
Yeah. I'm just saying. See, clearly it didn't work in here either. But now there's a new dating trend that people are doing. And I've never heard about this before.
What is it?
But it's how one of our listeners met someone the other day. So let's talk to him about it. His name is Andre. Andre, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Ringmaster,
how you
what's
doing?
Oh, God, all of
good,
you.
That's good.
Dude, stop. I want to know where you learned this dating trick or hack or whatever it is from.
Apparently, it's a different like dating activity that people are doing.
It is. It's kind of like speed dating meets Tinder, basically.
Oh, it's like an event that you went to meet someone? I'm sorry.
It's put together.
Okay.
Oh.
Like a restaurant hosts the event.
Well, yeah. Speed dating isn't new, but...
Yeah. What makes this different than normal speed dating?
It's like with a twist?
Well, first of all, you have a set like meet time, but the ladies arrive first. And they, none of them are alone. They're groups of friends.
Okay.
And they order like drinks or something to eat.
Oh, you like this because you don't have to pay for them. Is that what it is?
No. The way it works is when you guys come in, maybe about half an hour to 45 minutes later.
Okay.
And you begin to, walk around and say hi to them. But if you sit down, you actually end up paying for the meal.
The guys have to pay for the things that the girls order?
Right.
Wait, and there's multiple women at the table?
Do we get fed?
Mm-hmm.
This sounds expensive, man.
Yeah, this sounds great if you're a girl.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. So you just do a girl's night out and talk to one guy so he pays?
I'm sorry. This sounds amazing to me, too. I would annoy everyone with my food knowledge. Keep all the food coming.
But then you have to pay for everything that they order.
So how
many... but at least I got attention from a girl for once.
That's kind of like a blind... you're going in blind on that one. But myself, a couple of friends of mine decided we were going to do this just for a fun evening. You figure if you're splitting the bill three ways, how bad could it be,
Okay. Sure. So you would all go to the same table to meet like three
We were hanging out. I'm hanging out with my friends. You're hanging out with your friends. Let's see how it works.
Okay. So who'd you meet?
I met a lovely young lady named Becca.
Did you get a weird feeling when he said lovely young lady too?
Yes.
Okay. It's a weird way to describe someone. Yeah.
Like, okay. Let's try it again. You met a really hot girl named Becca.
Yeah, I met a really hot girl named Becca.
There it is. Okay.
That's funny.
Tell us about her.
Yeah. How did you guys connect?
Well, I actually asked her if she was just here for the food, and she said it depends on the guy. So we just started flirting back and forth.
Oh, okay.
You know what? And that's such an honest answer, because it's like, I kind of am, but if a cute guy that hits it off meets me, then of course I'm into it.
So how long
do you guys spend together? Like, do you do the whole meal together?
The meal, they had something to eat before we got there. You have the option to eat if you want, but, you don't want to eat in front of somebody if they're not eating. I just had a couple of drinks. One of my friends got an appetizer. You know, we were just basically talking.
It just sounds like all the guys have to eat first.
So how long did you spend with Becca?
The speed dating thing goes for about another 45 minutes, but she had someplace else to be. So she ended up leaving maybe about like a half an hour, and so there was still like 15 minutes left.
Oh.
My guys weren't leaving, and I didn't get a chance to ask her for her contact information. So I asked one of her friends, and her friend was nice enough to give me her contact information. So I ended up texting her later that evening.
Oh.
Wait,
okay.
Did you guys go out again, or is that what we're calling on, this experience?
Well, on text, we agreed to like meet up again.
Okay.
But we kind of like left it at that. And here's where I think I kind of went wrong. Maybe it came in a little too strong. Was that I texted her like between 14 and 17 times.
Oh, man.
Only 17 times?
Okay. They weren't all about the date. Some of them were just like a couple of funny memes. You know.
Was there a response from her in between all these 17 texts, or was it just your bubbles?
I still haven't heard from her.
Oh, no.
Okay. It'd be one thing if there was like one or two responses.
What are we confused?
Yeah, no.
Are you sure it's the right number? Because you said that the friend gave it to you.
Yeah, it's the right number because we texted back and forth. And once we agreed to meet up.
That's when she stopped.
Nice try, Jeff. I like
this. Yeah.
It was hopeful.
Yeah.
It was hope in that. Yeah.
Maybe she's working some extra side jobs trying to save up enough money to pay for his next meal. That way it's evened out because he already paid for hers.
Huge.
I think they said he just had drinks and maybe an appetizer.
Well, how much did you spend on her meal that day,
Andre? Oh, yeah,
Andre?
We never found out.
Between me and my friends, we only ended up spending like $275.
$275 each, or you split three ways?
Total.
Okay.
$275 split three ways.
Okay. All right, like $100 a person. That's all right.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
But it makes sense. Why would a group of girls hold back if you're not?
I know. Yeah. And it's not like fancy restaurants are the ones hosting these type of things.
No, and that's $275 worth of food in a half hour. That's like power eating.
Yeah.
I signed up for it, so.
Yeah, I like that girl.
Alexis does not feel bad for you
He came in knowing exactly what he was going to get. Why would there be any pity there?
Just because he's a listener to our show and we're supposed to act like we're on their side.
Yeah.
Well, I am on his side, but he doesn't seem upset about the bill, Jeff.
No.
No, I'm not upset at all. I mean, when you think about it, you get right to the point because you're actually making a physical in-person connection. You know, so I don't mind spending the money.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah.
A good ribeye is like $70 at a steakhouse.
Okay,
guys.
We could still stop going down the menu. I mean, they ate a lot, you know?
How many ounces
There's
was
some
the
hungry
steak?
Girls. I like that, all right?
Yeah, well, listen, there were a lot of high-end, there were a couple of high-end cocktails on there.
There we go. All right.
Okay.
So
well,
it's not the money. At least we know that.
He's happy to have met her.
Good.
All right. Well, hopefully we can get her on the phone one more time and convince her to meet up with you again.
You sound lovely.
Thank you.
It's not creepy when Brooke says lovely to someone else, though. Only when he says it. We're not going to use that word at all when we call her. Come back and try and get you your second date update right after this, all right?
Okay.
Second date update.
You know what's funny about the number 17 is that it's actually my lucky number.
You guys are going to argue.
I was born on the 17th.
Yeah, but Brooke's favorite number is also 17.
Well, she only changed it to that because she found out it was my favorite number.
Is that the story?
17 is also the number of muscles that are in the human tongue.
I didn't know.
Jose, do you want to demonstrate for everyone?
I hate that.
There was an 18th one in there, I think.
Don't ruin my number, Jose.
And curiously, 17 is also the number of times that our listener, Andre, has texted a woman named Becca with no response from her after they met at a Tinder speed dating event.
God, it is really looking more unlucky and unlucky as it goes on.
Well, everybody's saying 17 texts without an answer is a bad sign, but here's the thing. I've gone hundreds of texts and emails without answering people, even higher ups at our own company. Who are asking me to fill out my time card so I could, quote, get paid.
Yeah.
Ha! Not falling for that one, management.
Yeah, you haven't gotten a paycheck in 3 years, have you?
I mean, I signed a contract. What else do I have to do?
Yeah,
but you're also supposed to check your bank account, Jeff.
I'm literally on the air. What more do they want me to do here? I got to go fill out a timesheet, too? It's ridiculous.
I'm at work. Pay me.
But we're going to see what Becca's reason is if she answers the phone for why she's not texting you back. Okay, Andre?
Yes. And I really need you guys to go to bat for me on this one, okay?
Okay.
I got the answers.
I mean, what do you think is key to success here? Do you have any ideas for us? Like, what does she like about you? Do you know?
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm just hoping at some point that maybe she lost service and didn't see all of them.
All right.
Well,
that's
did they send?
That's
I think that's a pretty good indicator if they sent.
All right, but lucky number 17 is the one thing that I'm going to stick on to today. So here
okay,
we go.
Okay, be ready.
I'm going to really emphasize his 17 unanswered texts. I would go with not.
Yeah, actually, don't bring that up.
Okay, so we're starting with officially nothing as we dial her number.
Yes.
Best of luck to everybody.
Yeah,
here we go.
That's it.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Becca.
No, Becca here. Who is this?
Do we have the wrong number?
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
We're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You're not Becca?
Okay. No.
Oh my God, that's why the text. Have you been getting so many weird texts from?
I don't understand. We got a phone number here from a guy named Andre who says he met Becca the other night at a speed dating event. He got this number from her friend, and he's been texting back and forth at this number.
Oh, I guess he did say Becca did.
Yeah,
text,
guys,
or he.
Someone agreed to go out with him.
Yeah, I am so sorry.
So wait,
okay,
you,
it's not your fault.
Wait, do you,
you
know
are Becca and you're pretending not to be?
No, I. Huh. I am Kayla. I'm Becca's friend. I'm the one who gave Andre the number.
Oh.
Oh, you gave him your number.
You gave him your number by accident.
What?
I mean. I wouldn't say by accident.
Yeah. You okay. like him.
So you liked Andre.
I thought he was really cute, and so I gave him my number.
That's messed up.
Oh, my God.
Wait, why didn't you tell him that it was you instead of Becca? Why wouldn't you just say to him, well, I'm not going to give you my friend's number, but I'll give you mine?
At first I was just like upset that he wasn't asking for my number, that he asked for her number.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And oh my God, it sounds so stupid now thinking back, but that's like why I haven't been texting him is because I just felt so guilty because like we'd made plans and I know that it went too far.
He thinks he's texting Becca.
Dude, this so makes sense. Like when he was telling us about this dating event where it's like you bring in some of your friends and then you meet some other girlfriends, like this has got to happen all the time where, maybe not the right people liking each other.
It's not a one-on-one.
I'm not sure I understand what your plan was here.
No, I don't think she understood. That's why she's not texting back.
You gave him your phone number and said it was Becca's number.
In hopes that they could
fall in love over text?
I didn't really have the best of plan, I'll be honest, but I thought maybe if they made a plan and then he hadn't heard from her in a while and then, you know, reached back out and then I showed up and was like, oh my God, you know, I'm so sorry. Like Becca was had a flake and I was I didn't want you to be.
So you did have a plan. That's a very elaborate plan.
Wait a minute.
Well thought out plan.
And then I thought like maybe if we were alone just one on one and was talking that he would see just like how wonderful I was.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
So she was gonna have Becca ghost him so that she could swoop in and come to the rescue.
Trick him into liking you.
And then be like, I'm better. You should just take down my number. It's the same number.
Yeah, I didn't think about when I finally gave him my number and it being the same number, how that would go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Does your friend Becca know you're doing this?
No.
She has no idea.
God.
Tuesday phone call time?
Yeah.
Well, does she even like him?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, Becca's talking to a lot of guys right now, and so he would just be, like, one of many for her.
Okay.
For me, he would just be one.
Okay.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Cute.
Your voice has been so high this entire time.
All right. Well, that's definitely an awkward move. You've been kind of trying to trick him into liking you.
Trick.
Well, I like that attitude.
Out with her. Trick him into hanging out with her.
We've kind of tricked you, but not really, because we need to tell you that.
I'm not alone.
Well, you didn't know this, but Andre is on the other line right now listening to this conversation.
Oh.
He wanted. Yeah.
You're not alone.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Andre,
are you there?
I'm here.
Do you remember Kayla, Andre? Do you remember meeting Kayla?
Please, God, say yes, even if you don't.
Yeah, you do. The one who gave you the number.
Oh, sweet girl.
I remember we really didn't talk much.
But we did talk.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little... I'm sorry. I'm a little shocked at the moment.
Okay.
You're both flustered right now. There's
a lot of information that's all coming out at once. But now, Andre, you know that Becca's friend Kayla was kind of into you that night. How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
I don't know like how I feel like right now. It's just a little overwhelming. Like it's not. So you never gave her my number.
No, I mean, like I said, she was talking to like multiple guys. Like we were really there more for me that night. Like she was kind of coming as like support.
So
and free drinks.
Even if you did get Becca's number, bro, she probably would have just pushed you towards Kayla's direction anyway as a good friend.
Yeah,
that's a good point, Jose.
Or do you like the challenge of beating out all those other guys who are into Becca?
No, don't do that. Don't push it towards Becca,
no,
Jeffrey.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm going off.
I want him to go out with Kayla. I mean, they're like the same energy. He's a guy who will text 17 times with no response.
Yeah.
She's a woman who will pretend to be someone else
sort
in order
catfish,
to get a
but then feel bad.
Yeah. I feel like they're the...
like totally dysfunctional, but for some reason it works.
Yeah. It's a good match.
Opposites attract.
Andre, how do you feel about that?
I mean, that sounds, I don't know, that sounds really good for like a movie. I don't know, like real life.
But what if life could be a movie, Andre?
Wow.
Oh.
That's what they
you.
Say. Sometimes, like, the most obvious, amazing thing is right in front of you, and you didn't see it, giving you a fake phone number and not texting you back after 17 messages.
On.
I love that quote, Jeff. I love when people say that.
Yeah.
It is so beautiful.
And so, normally, we would ask, I mean, this is a little bit of a different situation. In light of the new information, I think first we need to ask Andre, because when you called us, you wanted to go out with Becca, but instead... maybe would it be cool if we sent you out with Becca's friend, Kayla?
Yeah, Kayla, tell him why. Come on, Kayla.
I mean...
well, hold on. I'm asking first. We got to ask Andre if he's cool with that.
Yeah. It's weird.
Weird than contacting the radio station to contact the girl for you?
Fair game.
See, that's the whole thing. It's weird all around.
Yeah, but what's bad about it? Like, honestly, like, what could you lose trying one date with Kayla?
I mean, she doesn't seem like crazy or anything like that.
No, nobody
here
seems like...
he sent 17 texts.
Yeah, he's
mad. That's maybe a little over-enthusiastic. I wouldn't call that crazy. Maybe.
Right.
Somewhere
mean. She's just overly enthusiastic to get to know you. We're running low on time here, Andre. What do you think? One date with Kayla. Give it a shot.
I mean, I somebody went through this much effort. How could I say no? I guess.
Yeah!
Yay!
Yay!
How could
yes,
he
sir.
Say no? Yeah. There you go, Kayla.
I love it.
She loves it.
Yeah.
That's all she needed.
All right. Well, congratulations. You two are going to meet up for your first official date.
Wow.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, you may want to send Becca a thank you text.
Yeah,
you know?
She'll probably ghost you.
I think we've done enough texting. I think we'll just
only in-person chats from now on.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Is anybody else thinking it's kind of strange that this girl basically catfished a guy, lied and planned to trick him, and we're all encouraging this type of behavior?
Well, I don't know.
I'm just
her.
Asking.
I guess.
She went
true.
The extra mile for sure. Mm. I mean, she felt bad about it.
Yeah.
So I think that was her saving grace. It's not like she came on being like, I tricked him.
They
she
should
felt bad.
Change the TV show Catfish to going the extra mile.
You know,
right? Because that's a better way to put it.
Yeah, really.
But I feel for her, I think, because I also have hot girlfriends that people always wanted their number and never wanted mine.
You're
so
like,
I maybe
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Maybe it's sympathy. Yeah.
Sure.
You know?
I wanna try to be responsible when we do these and encourage our listeners to maybe not pretend to be other people to trick them into loving you.
Boring.
I don't know if it's your friend, is that okay though?
Yeah,
you know
that
what?
Sounds boring.
You're right, forget it. Screw it. Lie, cheat, steal. As long as you get what you want. Then who cares, right?
Dude, that's
all
true
right.
love, Jeff.
All right.
I'm a supermodel.
Get with the times.
We're willing to break laws and screw people over to get you on a date. Don't believe us? Email the show.
Try
we will
us.
Do whatever it takes to get that person on a date with you.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.